Let's get our buddy, our pal, up here. So let's get his theme going, too. The man, the legend.
Not the myth?
Not the myth. Oh, there is no myth about this man.
All right.
No. The king of Burbank. At least the king of a street, you know. Our friend, our buddy, our pal, Mr. Paul Preston. Paul!
Hey. This felt very Karnak, if anyone can relate. You know, the prognosticator of prognosticators. The seer of seers. Or was that Punxsutawney Phil? It's one or the other gets an introduction.
Either
of that
way.
Magnitude, and I'm happy to be in that company.
Well, welcome, buddy, and happy anniversary to you. How long have you been with the show now?
That is a fair question. I don't really know. We started going out with the Western, which put me first on your show, promoting a short film I did.
Right.
With Justin Bowler. And
yeah.
We were there, man, that had to be like 16 or 17, maybe. So 17? Yeah, no, it can't be. You started in 17, so
yeah.
It had to be probably like
18 or 19, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I gotta look because we also had Karen on the show.
True, you did once. Yeah, and she passed December 2019, so it was probably earlier that year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember when she passed, that really hit you guys because I think you just gotten to know her. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that was, this is an all-star show today, right? So like they got the beer gang, right? You got the sports
yeah.
guy, you got the movie Oops. Guy. It's all hands on deck. This is great.
The Pro Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. We're going to play flag movie reviews now,
yes.
So this is exciting.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and change mics out here. I don't know what the heck is going on. I think it's actually the board. I'm not sure, because I know the same thing happened with Cameron, too. And talked about us about some of the nominees and everything and the Oscar noms that we should definitely go see.
Well, you want to shout out a category, and I'll go over it, or do you want me to just run through, like, the
How about costumes?
Costume?
No, I'm kidding.
Best boy.
Best boy. Who's the best boy?
Listen, costumes should probably go to Babylon, although Black Panther is always a favorite to win because it previously won the category. But it kind of does the same thing, so I don't know. Maybe Babylon? Anyway, that's costume. Didn't think I had an answer, did you? Boom.
See, Paul's prepared, man.
Oh, yeah.
Paul
yeah,
is always indeed. Prepared. Yeah, that's one thing I love about him.
Elvis had decent costumes, but I just don't want Elvis to win any awards. I thought I hated that movie.
How many nominations does that movie have?
Eight! Like, I can't believe it. Like, Baz Luhrmann brings the same directing technique to every movie, whether the material calls for it or not, and it's so obnoxious. Now, in the middle of it all...
You're loving it.
I love it.
Yeah, in the middle of it all, Austin Butler is fantastic. I can't deny it. It's a killer performance. Even whatever Tom Hanks is doing is so weird, it's kind of enjoyable, because you know that... Colonel Tom was a piece of shit and very, very bizarre. So
yeah,
he delivered on those counts.
Now,
you know?
Now, now Tom didn't get nominated, though, did he?
He did not, no.
Oh,
or was he nominated
sucks.
For Pinocchio? And I think they probably did right in that as well.
Wow.
He made up for it with A Man Called Otto at the end of the year. Not nominated, but it's actually a good film, even though it's not quite awards caliber.
Yeah, I do want
anyway,
to see
all right,
that.
Give me a real category. Real category. Costumes are real, but you know what I mean.
Best picture.
All right, best picture. This is a rare year where I can't pick a winner just yet. It's feeling like 25 years ago, 1997 specifically. I remember going, do I like Titanic? Is best picture? That movie is a mammoth, amazing thing. Like, who can even try and make that and then succeed? Wait a minute. L.A. Confidential is like a brilliant, old school, noir, classic movie making full of great actors. Wait a minute. Boogie Nights might be one of the best films I've ever seen, you know, so like I didn't know what to do that year for what was best picture. I'm having that problem this year with four movies. I love The Banshees of Inisherin. That movie is outstanding, and it's so incredibly precise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the fat is trimmed away in that movie, and the writing is crisp and clean, no caffeine, and the acting is polished and awesome.
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick transcends its genre. I think, to be this amazing movie with probably the acting scene of the year in it between Ice and Maverick.
Right.
That is sort of has this sort of meta vibe about it too, which is just fantastic. Not to mention, you know, in 35 or 36 years or however long it's been, we should improve on the visuals that Tony Scott did, although it's always hard to improve on Tony Scott, but Joseph Kosinski absolutely did that. The fights are thrilling. It's a great movie.
I'll be honest, Paul, I was really surprised on how good Top Gun Maverick was. I thought it was just going to be semi-cheesy or whatever, at least for the storyline or whatever, and it wasn't. It was very riveting. I mean, it really went back to the history of that character, though, and I was very, very surprised by it.
Can you imagine failing that character? Like, what a huge... Like, so the stakes were higher than you think.
Yeah.
And they could easily slip into nostalgia. I think they did with the opening credits and with some flashbacks of Meg Ryan. That's about it. Other than that, they served up a whole bunch of new stuff, a different kind of plot that's more Death Star, Attack of the Death Star, or Raiders, you know, where they set up everything we need to do to win, and then we do it.
Right.
You know, so... unlike Black Adam, where they keep introducing plot points halfway through the movie that are suddenly super important. But anyway, Everything Everywhere All at Once is such a ridiculously imagined movie. The fact that they stuck the landing on that thing is just a miracle. And I think we've all been waiting for Michelle Yeoh to get a performance worthy of her talents and Ke-Huy Quan coming out of nowhere and delivering the performance that he does. It's astonishing. That is a great, great movie.
I love
it. And then my fourth that I'm stuck on is Tar. Tar is a movie like nothing else people see this year. And there's a movie I've talked about every day since it came out. I think I'd mentioned that on the show previously, so I won't go on about Tar. But those are the four I'm struggling with. I think the Academy will go with Everything Everywhere All at Once. It seems to be winning a lot of pre-Oscar awards. I don't think the Fablemans is going to put that seems like a Golden Globes pick. Like it's an international sort of Spielberg is beloved sort of win. I think the Oscars could go a little edgier. They have in the past, you know, with like a Moonlight or you know, and then again they go Green Book, which is a pretty more straight down the middle you know, type of drama. So but I think they go Everything Everywhere All at Once. Should I don't know. I'm torn between that and Tar. I'm still. It's maybe a little early. I gotta watch Tar again. That's the thing. I've watched Everything Everywhere All at Once twice. I think it's a masterpiece. I gotta watch Tar again. But so apologies for being shaky on the should. But Will, I think they go with Everything Everywhere All at Once, which would be quite the coup for nerd movies everywhere, because it like takes the nerd concept of multiverse and really makes it so deep, surprisingly deep. And it's just imaginative as hell. I don't even know how you come up with that movie.
Paul, you really did not overhype Tar at all. I saw it, and she's phenomenal in it, Kate Blanchett. And I don't know if it could win as a movie because I feel like she carries that movie. But I agree with you. Everywhere is more of a complete movie in my opinion than Tar is just a vehicle for her to just act her brains out. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that. Tar is risky in its own way, but to the point where it may vote itself out of the Oscars thinking that it could win Best Picture because it's kind of its own weird thing, whereas Everything Everywhere All at Once may be a bit more crowd-pleasing. You know, Tar challenges you to just, like, I hate this person. No, I love this person. Uh-huh. No, I'm so behind this person. Mm-hmm. Oh, this person is ugly. Mm-hmm. You know, so that makes for a great film, but it probably won't. Sees the Academies. Now, jumping over to Best Actress then. For me, Kate Blanchett, the best performance of any gender, any category, any movie, all year, it's the best. That being said, I'm a little underversed. Never saw Andrea Riseborough's performance, which is apparently amazing. And I never saw Blonde, which I hear is like a love-it-hate-it movie, but in the middle of it, Ana de Armas is great. But so far, I mean, and Michelle Yeoh, God, she's so good. But I think this Kate Blanchett performance is so controlled, so nuanced, so in a movie again that asks so much of your emotions about this character, to deliver on the level she did is probably a will and should for Best Actress.
Yeah. Very cool. Real quick before you go, Paul, want to ask, Brendan Fraser got his first nomination for an Oscar also. What do you think his chances are of possibly getting it?
Very good. He's winning a bunch of pre-Oscar awards. Austin Butler's in the mix. I think Colin Farrell is as well. Paul Mescal and Bill Nye are apparently great. Again, here it's a little too early. The nominations came out. I'm like, After Sun? Oh, I should have seen that by now, but I haven't, so I got to go watch that. Oh. But I think I think Fraser wins this. There's also the great story of Lake Kihaikwan, of being, you know, in relative obscurity for a while and then coming back in such a powerhouse performance. The Whale is a challenging movie. Mm-hmm. It does not want you to be comfortable. And Darren Aronofsky, that's been his MO from Requiem for a Dream to Black Swan to, you know, The Wrestler and right on down. So for Fraser to deliver on the level that he does, and it's this like amazing combination between the visual effects and makeup effects and his performance to just, you buy this character 100%, and his pain and his he has this bizarre sweetness as he, and he's trying to struggle through reconnecting with his daughter when he's sort of punished himself for having tragic feelings. I mean, it's a dynamite performance in a very emotional movie. So if he wins, great. But I don't even know how you compare him and Colin Farrell. Farrell's performance is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's so subtle and so it's a different level of performance. Yet they both succeed in those directions. So they always say, you know, if, how do you know best actor unless they're all playing the same role? Then you can tell who was the best.
Paul, but check out Living if you can, because I think it'll make it harder for you. He's so beautiful in that performance. Bill Nighy is great.
Yeah, I love him. Since Love Actually, I've been a fan.
Bill Nighy.
And I know. Bill Nighy, the science guy, as we call him.
Yeah, Bill Nighy, the science guy.
I just got the screener for that, so I hope to watch it. It's actually still playing here in Burbank. I think they kept it in theaters after the Oscar nomination, so I hope to maybe see it on the big screen. But by the time the Oscars air, I hope to have seen everything. But I think that's not going to change Brendan Fraser's win as a Will. You know, I think they love him. It's a great Hollywood story. So I think that's your guy. The lock is Kihaikwan. The lock for the night, Kihaikwan, best supporting actor.
Is it?
He's won everything up to now. It's a great story.
Now, that's the guy who played Short Round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Data.
Yeah.
Data, right? Yeah. And he, you know, because that movie explores all the different multiverses even more than Marvel does. And that's me saying something about Marvel, which I love. So to say this does it even better. Well, it does it differently. So you have to. If there's already a multiverse out there being so well handled by Marvel, you got to do something different. And the level of crazy alternate universes they come up with, and then there's one that's so incredibly deep where, you know, Michelle Yeoh is this star who's like a movie star, and they have this conversation, she and her husband, played by Kwan, in the alleyway that's just painful and beautiful and so great. And it's like, who knew he would be up for that scene? And let alone kicking ass two scenes previous. I mean, he's amazing. Right. He's your lock of the night.
All righty, buddy. Well, we thank you for that, and because we got to move on a little bit here.
Yeah.
But Paul,
so it's stacked.
I can't thank you enough, buddy, for being with us for so long as you have, and to give us the movie reviews. I know you love to talk about it, and also just thank you for your friendship, also. Because you've joined us and have done things for us here on the show numerous times and filled in various ways and joined us for various events, too. And I just can't thank you enough for that, bud.
Yeah, and I wish I could have come down there. You know, we went back and forth about, hey, maybe I should show up in person this time, but there's a couple other things going on.
You got movies to watch.
I'm going to see another movie. Ironically, I have to go to another movie. But I want to meet the new updated team down there at some point in person.
Absolutely.
So, did the Caveman movie happen?
The commercial, yeah.
No, I have not seen it, and I hope it doesn't
air.
Oh, okay. I played a caveman in a short film a while back about the first person to ever utter a word in caveman times. Yeah. Turns out it's the F word, but spoiler. I know the deal of full caveman makeup and hair. It's crazy, so it'll be fun.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, my friend. We will talk to you next time about the Oscars themselves, and I think you'll be picking who should win. All right, I got to change this mic out. All right, buddy. We will talk to you soon.
Later.
Bye-bye. All right, take care, buddy.
Bye.